Since midnight in Montgomery. Just hear that whippoorwill.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Wednesday morning. We're still at State House, as we do every Wednesday, do the program here. Real quick, he's got some other obligations, but we need to make time for State Senator Arthur Orr, who I listen to every week on Dale Jackson's radio show. But I pity you.
I mean, why would you wake up for that?
So good, I'm not going to. I'll still have a podcast.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
But I'm not going to ask you, like, what's your favorite TV mom or something. Yeah. We'll ask. We'll keep it kind of above board here. But anyway, I guess real quick, you and I are just talking the funds beginning for you guys in the Senate with the education budget. How you feel about it?
Pretty good, but we've got some changes to make. Representative Garrett did an excellent job. We worked well together to get where we are, but the Senate members, some of them been there a long time, and they certainly like to have very lofty requests and stuff. So managing expectations after last year where we had the $2.7 billion surplus, we're down to $600 million plus, so a significant decrease as far as the money that we can appropriate in a supplemental appropriation.
How much of the increase in the education budget is this? Is it more revenue coming in, or just the value of the dollar decreasing? So that kind of inflates the bottom line.
A lot of inflation. Yeah. I mean, you can do the quick math.
Because people say, we keep giving more and more money to education, but the value of the dollar isn't the same, right?
Exactly, exactly. And our employees are falling farther behind when we can't give pay raises to keep up with inflation. So you can do the easy math. If inflation is 5%, then more or less just based on inflation alone, as far as sales taxes, you're going to have 5% more in revenues coming in, but you know, it gets quite dicey because the costs go up.
This session a little different this year. Not everybody's like the tax cut movement kind of was a last year phenomenon.
I would say that with a lot of them floating around. We had the bill, I think it got out of the House, with the sales tax holiday, with the sporting goods
equipment. But that's contingent on this.
I understand.
I don't know about that internet sales tax stuff going up.
And then we had the one earlier that I had with feminine hygiene products and also diapers and baby supplies and things like that. Another one with hearing aids floating around.
So. I talked to your counterpart, Greg Albritton, on the general fund. It's you think of these budget chairmen as like making it like rain or whatever. Like, you get a car. But you're really more like a goalkeeper. Like, no.
Well, you try to be, but you're only one vote, too. So
but a lot of that can't get through your committee,
right,
without you
that's right.
at least saying.
But then, you know, there can be repercussions for that. If you're stopping someone's bill, then and they're at a critical juncture and chair another committee, well, they can stop your bill or, you know, in the House or Senate. And so there's some penalty to play in politics.
Do you find yourself in those horse trading sort of circumstances that
much? Sometimes you do, but I don't like the horse trade because usually that means we make bad policy when that happens.
Yeah, just bad government in general when you try to leverage something and people don't really vote their conscience or whatever. But, hey, I got to vote for this because I want this.
Exactly.
That's just a problem with the whole legislative process, theoretically, right?
Right. It is. But, you know, fortunately, we have to balance our budgets, unlike D.C., so we have to make the hard choices. You know, and that, you know, just take the education budget that came up to the Senate. If we're going to increase appropriations over for this or that, then we've got to cut somewhere. That money has to come from somewhere. We can't just say, hey, we're going to print some more money like D.C. does and have trillion-dollar deficits, which is running our country into the ditch.
And I know you're short on time here. How much is the school choice? What kind of a blow to the education budget is that? Or is it going to be neutral, you think?
Well, it's going to be – there is an offset. We're spending $50 million this year and $50 million next year. To get ready for it and be prepared. But in the grand scheme of things, those are children that the money is staying in the education realm. It's not going somewhere else. A lot of the expenditures or requests, people want to take it out of the education realm and spend it on, you know, buildings or this or that that aren't education related.
Tourism incentives.
Yeah, exactly. Child care, et cetera. So, yeah. I mean, you know, there's a tangible argument, but a little bit distant.
Well, Senator, I know you got to run, but thanks for at least stopping by. When we have more time, let's...
Sure, and I appreciate your being in Montgomery and showing an interest for your listeners as to what's going on here, because certainly it does affect them, whether it's in the coastal counties down south or up north. It truly does affect their lives, and we need to make good decisions, and having you get the word out is certainly helpful. So,
well,
thank you,
you're very kind to say that. Say Senator Arthur Orr there. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.
On a flight from New York to Los Angeles, kind of making small talk, killing time, flirting with the flight attendant.